Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Renee Morgan's greatest joy in life is helping people. She believes life is better, is a better place when we get out of ourselves and help others. Ever since she was a child, Renee befriended the unlikable, the disenfranchised in her school. She sees people better than they see themselves. She grew up in Birmingham, Michigan, and was raised in a family where she was allowed to believe what she wanted to believe. Her parents didn't force religion on their children, and as such, she was comfortable going to churches of different faiths with her friends. Eventually, Renee found herself at the Unitarian Church, where she served as a youth leader, both at the local and national level. After getting married, she and her husband moved to Hawaii, and in 1996, where Renee served in a variety of capacities at the local Unitarian Church, which included two terms as president. Now, I want to pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. Now, here we have someone in studio with us who has had a broad background in belief and reached a very high level at the Unitarian Church. We'll talk about what the Unitarian Church is, what they believe. But the point is this, that through the course of her life, Jesus Christ himself was working, calling, wooing. And by the power of God's Spirit, Renee eventually gave her heart to Christ. And it took a while, and there was a process that went on. And that's why we remind you about the process. Where are you, dear friend, in that process? Are you scratching the surface? Are you seeking? Are you you're knocking on the door? Are you very close? Is your heart open and ready to accept Christ, He who loves you so much? He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins, Renee's and mine, away. He was buried, and He rose again on the third day. And today the living Christ calls you to Himself. And He sends Renee Morgan in studio to share about what life was like as a leader in the Unitarian Church and how it affected over the course of time. God brought her to Himself even through a marriage that was ready to crumble. But the grace, mercy, and strength of the Lord intervened. And today she's here to testify of the marvelous things that God has done. Renee, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Birmingham, Michigan. What was it like growing up there?
In Birmingham, it was a wonderful suburb of Detroit. As you mentioned earlier, my parents, they decided they weren't going to force religion on their children. If I wanted to be a Jew and my brother wanted to be a Buddhist, that would be fine with them. My father had come from evangelical Christian faith, a very faithful family, and my mother from a Catholic family. And when they got married, they turned their back on God and decided they wouldn't force a religion on their children. So I had a really full childhood. I would go to Saturday school with my Jewish friend. I would help with coffee hour at the Methodist church in the neighborhood. I went to the Presbyterian service. I went to Catholic Mass in Latin in Grand Rapids. And again, I'd go to Calvary, Green Lake Calvary Church with my father's parents.
Well, it might just be said that you were bred as a universalist.
Right.
you had it from all various faiths and backgrounds, which is why today, Renee, there is such a, what we would call, I'm going to throw out this word, a syncretistic culture in which we live when it comes to religions.
Right.
And basically we're talking, when I use that word, it's just a blending together of various religions that somehow we try, or our culture and society tries to harmonize everything.
Right.
But the distinction being that at some point, Jesus Christ became preeminent in your life, in
right.
your faith. But as we're going to get there, as we go there, but let's talk about, okay, Birmingham, Michigan, growing up there, on a lighter side, what's a great memory that you can think of in those growing up years?
I remember, it's a memory, I got all the neighborhood kids together, and we put on a carnival to raise money for muscular dystrophy. And so the kids, we made costumes, we made up little booths, you know, like toss a bean bag in a cup, and that was great fun. We had fun in our neighborhood. I think kids back in the day, back in the 70s and 80s, we played kickball and we raked leaves and played in the piles of leaves, and you know, you stayed out until the streetlights went on and you played with the neighborhood kids.
The Lord had already instilled in you a gift of rallying people together, seeing a vision, serving a cause, which you've continued to do throughout your life. Incredible thing. I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My father's mother, my Grandma Joyce. She was the kindest woman. She loved the Lord. She was faithful. She was really funny, but you wouldn't really know that about her. She was a little bit rascally. My grandfather was concerned about her health and didn't want her eating peanut butter. And so one day I was visiting them in Florida, and I walked into the kitchen. I said, "I smell peanut butter." And my grandmother turned around, and she's got this spoonful of peanut butter in her mouth. She's going, "Shh." And, but she was funny. She was rascally, but honestly, she would pick up every Sunday a blind woman. She and my grandfather would pick up that woman and bring her to church. And as a young child, you know, that lady, bless her heart, I don't remember, but she kind of smelled, you know, and she lived in this small house. And, you know, I was a little kid. I was like, "Oh, we're picking up this lady." And as I grew in years, my grandmother continued, they continued to care for that woman and care enough to bring her to church every Sunday. And that left a deep impression on me. You don't have to be beautiful. You know, I've always, as you said earlier, the disenfranchised and the kid that no one would eat lunch with, I would just go ask if I could sit with them and eat with them, or the girl that got teased on the playground. And I don't know, God just has always given me a heart for people. And I think my grandmother's example really she instilled that in me as well.
A heart for the underdog.
Right.
That's a living sign of the gospel and the life of Christ. He has taken the disenfranchised. I'm one of them.
Right, me too.
He has taken. And that's why we're here, to talk about the hope that Christ has given us, well, in this case, you, and your life and your family, the power of the love of Jesus. Now let's take a moment, and I want to start now, and I know we're going to take some time on it, but take us on your spiritual journey. How did you become a Christian?
From way back or from September?
Well, why don't we go from this September moment?
Perfect.
And then we might be able to trace back a little bit of what took place early on.
But okay.
Let's start with there. And I know in a moment we're going to take a break, but let's just get started there.
Okay.
And then we'll just continue on.
Okay, great. On my 7th wedding anniversary, I had 2 small children. I was so unhappy in my marriage that I couldn't even spend the $2.29 and buy a card that says some sentiment like, oh, I love you, or I'm so glad you're the perfect person, happy anniversary. You know, I'd for a number of years, for at least 4 years, been really unhappy. And my husband and I had been through marriage counseling. We'd been in counseling for 3 or 4 years. I mean, sometimes up to 3 times a week. We genuinely wanted a strong marriage. And the day after my 7th wedding anniversary, I couldn't spend the money on a card. It was that insincere to me. And I decided I was going to leave my husband.
So you come to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Or so you thought.
Yes.
And you tried.
We tried. We did Dr. Phil McGraw's relationship rescue book. We did whatever Oprah Winfrey suggested. I mean, we really, really tried. We're both educated. My husband's an amazing man. I mean, we really, it was both of us wanting it to work. And if you looked at our marriage, we had 2 beautiful, healthy children, a beautiful home in Kailua. He had a job. I mean, we had a perfect life, you know, no drug addiction, no alcoholism, no squandering the paycheck. I mean, everything looked like it was a recipe for happily ever after, and I was so unhappy.
Let's go there. Let's talk about the unhappiness. Let's peel off some of the layers and go deeper. Where did that come from? How did that build? How did you come to that place, Renee? Because somebody today, they're on the outside, things look fine.
Right.
But they know. You talk about integrity. You talk about sincerity. There's a hollowness there. And in that hollowness, there's an empty hole that's dark and painful.
Yeah.
God did something in that for you, and I want you to share that with us when we come back. You're going to hear from Renee Morgan more, heart to heart, just for you. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, we all go through it. We all experience these moments. We don't always talk about it. You know, it's those times when everyone else, you know, actually, we got everyone fooled. They think everything is going okay. A lot of it happens on Sundays when people go to church. Nice clothes, nice smile, but you're just dying on the inside. And that's why today, as we talk with our featured guest, our guest Renee Morgan, she's graciously come to share heart to heart as we speak about the realities of life and the meaning of Christ and the difference Jesus makes in our lives today. And you know what? As you're listening to our program, the Lord Jesus is reaching out to you as well, wherever you are in life. And you might be in that place where when we mention that, there's something that resonates inside of you and you say, you know what? I want to live a life of truth, a life that is sincere and that there's integrity that I know and others know. This is who I am. And you know what? You can experience that in a secure way because you have a relationship with Jesus. And if you don't, we want to encourage you to open your heart to receive Christ and walk with Jesus. Let him walk with you. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, perhaps you're tuning in right now, you certainly would want to get, I encourage you, get this program in its entirety. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the program as a free podcast. And as you listen, perhaps the Lord will lead you to send it to someone else, a friend or family member that you know of. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Renee, let's go back. You mentioned about the marriage, Dr. Phil McGraw, going through him and his program and Oprah Winfrey and counseling for a number of years. But everything on the outside looked good. What was going on the inside?
You know, I really, in our marriage, you know, we had two young kids, and that's always, you know, you get a baby and that's a whole different level of issues, and you think it's going to be one way, and then the reality is you've got kids who stay up all night crying and dirty yes. diapers. And my husband is an amazing man, and back then, the way he and I are wired are completely opposite. I think that happens in so many couples, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm very spontaneous, and giving, and open, and quick to act. And Bruce is very methodical and diligent, and he researches everything. And he's also very generous, but he's guarded, and I'm not. And so, I believe God brings us together like two hands clasped together, to complement our weaknesses with our spouse. But back then, I didn't understand that, and it was more like we were butting heads. And so, I often heard what he said as critical. And I really just felt, I felt so deeply empty and unhappy. And I felt like we tried, I mean, we really genuinely tried, and nothing was getting better. I mean, it was to the point where even at the last 2 years was when I was serving as president of the Unitarian Church. And every meeting, I mean, so 12 meetings a year, like once a month, the board would meet. And we would go around the table and kind of share something before we started the meeting. And I would share about the struggles in my marriage and the hurt and just the, I look back, I was desperate. Mm. And not one person there for 24 meetings for 2 years, not one person ever offered to take me out for a cup of coffee or talk to me. There was no marriage counseling at the church. And even the minister, I mean, he's a friend. Mike is a great guy. I don't have anything to say against Mike, but he also didn't have that kind of pastoral care. And so that was hard. You know, I was putting it out there and there was no help or hope at all. So
as a way of background, explain to us about the Unitarian Church. What does the Unitarian Church believe? And what are some of the differences between what the Unitarian Church believes and Orthodox Christianity?
Okay, so let's just say I'm not an expert on religion. So this is what I understood when I was brought up in that church from about high school until mm-hmm. I was in my 30s. The Unitarian Church, and you mentioned universalism mm-hmm. earlier in the show, which is kind of interesting because in my lifetime, the Unitarian Church and the Universalist Church actually merged, mm-hmm. and now it's called UUism. Mm-hmm. The church here has always been called the Unitarian Church, so they didn't change their name. But in the Unitarian Church, they have seven things that they covenant, and those are things that a bunch of the pastors, the ministers, got together and created. Like, this is who we are, kind of their set of beliefs. They believe in the worth and dignity of all human beings, and they believe in the right for each person to search for what is true and right for them. And those are the two things that, you know, as a teenager and a college-age kid, like, those really resonated with me. Yeah, I think everyone should search for what's true and right for them. You know, hey, how do you tell me what's right for me? It might be good for you, but yeah. You know, I kind of I always remember, I don't know if my father ever said it, but I remember feeling like, if it feels good, do it. That was kind of the motto. Hey, if it feels good, do it, as long as no one gets hurt, you know. And at the Unitarian Church, you're free to believe whatever you want, and that was very appealing. And in my decades in that church, there were many they would call themselves recovering Catholics, or you could be a Hindu, Buddha, Jew. You know, it was very a la carte. So they say they honor all religious faiths and values and ideals. So these are the things that that were appealing at the time. But they also were the things, even before I surrendered my life to Christ, even when I was in leadership in this church, that started not adding up. You know, I'd say, well, okay, we say we believe in the inherent worth and dignity of all human beings, but why do we support abortion? Like, that didn't make sense to me. How is that honoring? And I wasn't necessarily a pro-lifer. I mean, you couldn't categorize me as that, but it just was like, oh, but we're supporting and raising money for death with dignity, like killing people. Like, that didn't make sense. And then, okay, well, if we say that we should be able to search for what is true and right for each one of us, why, when I say that I pray to God every night, do people get offended? Well, that's not allowing me to believe what I want, and that's not honoring my choice. And so there began to be this real kind of, for me, like almost hypocrisy. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. And I thought, well, it's kind of funny, is as I was feeling that for me, it was very dead in the church. It was, and let me just say, for any of my friends from the Unitarian Church who are listening, I love them. I love the people at that church. And so I'm a little sensitive that people might think I'm bashing my former faith and church, and I'm not. I love those people deeply. But for me, it was dead in there. And just as I was about to leave that faith, I thought, I heard about Unity Church. Well, maybe that's for me, you know? And it was really, I believe, like God really wooing me, and kind of, I thought, well, I think they teach from the Bible. And right then, someone came to me and said, we would like you to be the next president. Well, I looked around. Are you kidding me? I'm like 30. I'm pregnant. You know, like, mm-hmm. who? Me? I don't know Robert's rules of order. Like, you got the wrong person. You know, that's the story of my life. People.
And parallel to this, your relationship at home.
Yes.
Was going through a really rough time.
Yes. Yes. And my husband, I look back on it, I don't think he knew how unhappy I was. We were in counseling, but, you know, I was of the mentality that I was fine, and, I mean, it's embarrassing to say, but he really needed to be fixed. You know, I really could see in him if he would just change these things, if he wouldn't be so concerned about how clean the house was, or we really, because I didn't buy the loaf of the brand of bread that you like, you suddenly feel like I don't love you. I mean, they sound like silly little things, but it was my reality. And I knew no one. You know, we've now been here 17 years, but I knew no one. I came to Hawaii, and he had a job, and he'd been a Marine. He'd been stationed in Kaneohe. He loved to paddle. So, so it was very cold. So our marriage was cold. You know, there was a lack of intimacy, and things were just not good.
When time comes in life, when those moments, when things are not good, and you're on the, things are bleak, and you're on the verge of throwing in the towel, so to speak, or just turning and walking the other way. Today, somebody feels like that, Renee. There isn't a day that goes by when we're on air that someone is not at the point of making a decision that perhaps they will regret.
Right.
If there is a reason not to do it, perhaps they'll listen. I believe together, what God is wanting to say is going to change the course of someone's life for good and into the destiny and purpose God has. Stay with us. We'll be back with Renee Morgan.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hear me calling.
You're listening. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So things begin to unravel and relationship is about to end. A marriage relationship, right? Mind you, relationship, husband and wife, they've got two kids, they've moved, the husband is a straight up guy, honored man of distinguished, and the wife, educated, you know, profound, also leading in the Unitarian Church, but there's an intervention that takes place that could be unexpected. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guest today, Renee Morgan. We're here talking heart to heart, sharing, laughing, you know, off the air about things. And we relate in many ways. And that's why we're talking with you, because perhaps we relate with you or you relate with us in the everyday life stories that we share. And that's why I believe we can say we're talking heart to heart here. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get this program in its entirety. And as always, I say, don't keep it only for yourself, but share it with a friend. Renee, things were already begin to dismantle in your relationship. What happened? How did God intervene and get a hold of you? I mean, things must have been, you know, at the end. Okay. What took place?
So they were at the end. The first piece of the beginning of my journey with Christ is I called our therapist and told her that I was leaving. I was leaving Bruce, and I had already set up where I'd live, and I was going to bring in the kids, and I'd been out of the workforce for, I don't know, 7 years. I had no job. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I had it set up, and I said, I'm going to leave a note and tell Bruce I've left. And she said, oh, Renee, you can't do that. You know Bruce. He doesn't like surprises. You have to talk to him. And I thought, oh, gosh, you know. And so in the meantime, I picked up the phone and I called a girlfriend. And I called her. I'd known her since I moved here, and we'd met in a prenatal water aerobics class. She's a faithful Christian, she and her husband. And I didn't really know. I mean, because as a Unitarian, like, okay, like, I don't hold those things because you can be whatever you want. And I called Monique and I said, I just want you to know I'm leaving Bruce. Monique and Guy had invited Bruce and I to some Christian parenting classes, Growing Kids God's Way and Preparation for Parenting, which we had taken as non-Christians, but gleaned a lot of really valuable, really biblical truths in how to raise family. So I told Monique, I just want you to know I'm leaving Bruce. This is the day after our 7th wedding anniversary. So this is on September 4th of 2002. And she said to me, oh, Renee, you can't do that. God meant for you to be together. And I said, Monique, God, I'm unhappy and Bruce is unhappy. And I'm, you know, we've tried. We really believed we tried everything. I said, we've done everything. Nothing's worked and it's hopeless. And she said, no, you're meant to be with Bruce and Bruce is meant to be with you. And God, that's God's plan. And I said, I'm not happy. She said, this stuck with me for so many years, Danny. She said to me, God didn't promise you'd be happy all the time. And I said, well, my God would want me to be happy all the time. But it really stuck with me. It just resonated. And she said, Renee, there's no Bruce without Renee, and there's no Renee without Bruce. She said, that's the enemy. That's Satan trying to destroy your marriage. That's how he gets to people. He destroys marriages. Well, that was quite a thought. And I said, well, Monique, I pray to God every night. I believe in God, but I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe it, a little man in a red suit and horns and a little pitchfork. And I was very serious. And she said, oh, Renee, that's not who the devil is. She said, that's not who Satan is. And I thought, oh, he's not a Halloween costume. So I hung up the phone with her and I thought, huh, God didn't promise that I'd be happy all the time. But I'm meant to be with Bruce. Like, that really didn't make sense because I was so unhappy. But she just shared her faith with me, and it was the first time she'd ever really boldly done that. So she stepped out, and then she invited me to church. So she invited me to church, and you know, what do I have to lose? So I said, okay. And that Sunday morning I got up and I told Bruce, hey, I'm going to that church. I'm going to this church with Guy and Monique. It was Hope Chapel in Kaneohe. And he looked at me and he wasn't real comfortable at the Unitarian Church, but he would come. And he said, well, I'm just getting used to that church, meaning the Unitarian Church. And now you're going to this church? And I said, yeah, I'm going to this church. You can go to that church if you want. Like, I didn't really care at that point. And I went up to Hope Chapel, and this is now September of 2002. So a year prior, we'd had the attack on the World Trade Center. And we pulled up onto that campus, and I got out of their van, and I had my daughter with me. And there was a palatable sense of peace. It doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense to me at the time. I stepped out of the van. I was on an asphalt parking lot, and this overwhelming peace came upon me. And I remember saying out loud, they should bottle this up and sprinkle it all over the world. And so she invited me to church, and the thing that got me was she said, there's a former Palestinian terrorist. He's going to speak about his conversion to Christianity. And I said, oh, former Palestinian terrorist, that's someone who'd talk at my church, because we always had guest speakers at the Unitarian Church. I said, okay, sure. And remember, I'm used to going to all different sorts of churches. So, but I was nervous walking up to the door, and I thought, oh my gosh, they're going to know they're going to know I don't believe what they believe. And they're going to give me a sticky name tag, and that's going to distinguish me from the Christians. And then they're going to hit me with their Bible, and I'm going to be the sinner that they point out. And I walked up, and as we got to the door, someone handed Monique a sticky name tag, and they handed me the same name tag. And I thought, hey, I'm in. This is good, you know? And so, so God started the journey there on that. She just invited me to church. And
what happened at church? What happened in the course of 12 days?
So Monique had shared with me while we were going up to church that she and her husband had been taking a marriage class at Hope Chapel. Well, that was a novel idea. I said, well, how come you didn't tell me and Bruce? Like, because they, you know, we would have taken that. Maybe we can join your marriage class. And she said, oh, we're almost done. You know, we're on session 8 and there's only 13 sessions. And I said, oh, well, maybe they'll have another one. And suddenly I had this little smidgen of hope. Like, maybe if we do this class, our marriage will be healed. And so after the church service, which was a whole mind-blowing experience for me because there were guitars and drums and we weren't sitting in pews and there weren't Bibles or hymnals. And I mean, I just sat and I was just stunned, like, what is this? You know, and there's more to that whole experience. But after church, she said, oh, we'll go to the marriage ministry table. And we went there and she introduced me to Paulette and said, Renee and Bruce would like to take the Love Life class. And this sweet lady said, oh, well, okay, well, we've already started our last class for the year, but in the new year, we'll start a new class. Danny, it was September. And I didn't say a word, which is really unusual. I just looked at this woman and I began to weep. And what was going through my mind was, it'll be too late. Next year will be too late. It'll be too late. And so that was like my last glimpse of hope. And then it was,
I'm in marital triage right now.
Right. And it was gone. And I didn't say a word. And suddenly the sweet woman, Paulette Tevis and Monique, and they grabbed my hands and they said, let's go find Pastor Rob. So Rob McWilliams was leading this class that was had already begun. And so they walk me into the sanctuary.
They knew exactly what was going on.
Oh, I guess. I mean, they could see my bubble. My bubble was, it's too late. It's going to be too late. Yeah. And lo and behold, I mean, God blows my mind all the time. Who was in that sanctuary? Service was over. It was the last service of the day. There was one person in there, and it was Rob McWilliams. And they walked me up to him and introduced me to him and said, Renee and her husband would like to take the Love Life class. And he went and grabbed two books off the bookstore shelf, didn't charge me for them, handed them to me. And he said, this is based, you know, it's a Christian, I don't know what, he said something. And maybe she said I was at the Unitarian Church. And I said to him, oh, well, my husband's not a Christian. Where'd that come from? And he said, well, read chapters 1 and 2, read How to Save Your Marriage Alone. It's like chapter 13, I can't remember. And then I'll have to come to your house and meet with you and Bruce to make sure, you know, you understand where we're coming from, because it's a Christian course and we're not going to be spending the time debating whether the Bible is real.
Yeah.
Which I understood. And I said, okay. And he began to describe the couples that were in that class. Well, there's Earl and his wife. And as he said their name, they walked in the door of the sanctuary. Oh, there's Earl. And there's, he named, oh, I can't remember the names, but he named another couple. And he described kind of their marriage. They've been married for 40 years. And they walked in the door. And then he did it again. And I thought, okay, this is weird. Does he have like a little microphone?
Is he cueing people?
Is he cueing people in the courtyard? Like, it was unbelievable. And as he described them, they walked in. And my husband and I, so he said, I'll need to meet with you. And he gave me his card with his home number, his cell number. And he said, call me if you have any questions.
Wow.
And that was day one.
The way God orchestrated what we know now as a repairing, mm-hmm. a healing, a restoration in your relationship. I want to hear more when we come back. And the way that you're describing it, in those details. You see, God is into the details of our life. But there's something interesting that you mentioned early on. In fact, during our break, you can't remember all the hurt. You can't trudge all that up.
Right.
And you know, we talked, right? Because there's been healing.
God,
there's been
good.
Healing, restoration. That's what we're talking about here with Renee Morgan. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yes, the Lord has orchestrated healing, facilitating the healing for Renee Morgan and her marriage. And what God has done in her life, God can do in your life as well. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm glad you're with us today. This is certainly one of those moments where you can, she talked about something being palpable. Well, this is a palpable moment of hope in your relationship. And it might be a marriage relationship. It might be with your child. It might be with someone at work or a parent, whatever it might be. The Lord is looking out for you. I think that's why you're listening today to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Renee, so you have this marriage class that Pastor Rob McWilliams is setting up for you. You're able to come in and you're in tears because you know that if you don't take this, you can't wait. You're in the, figuratively speaking, in the marital emergency room, and you need immediate help.
Yes.
So what happens? Where is this class located? Where do you live? How is it all going to work out?
Yes. So the class was in the middle of the week. It could have been a Wednesday. My husband worked at that time up at Wheeler. We live in Kailua, so it was quite a commute for him. The class was in Eva. So what that would entail is Bruce going up, you know, leaving work at 5:30 in the morning, coming home from work to Kailua, and then us having to pay for a babysitter for our two young children, which is, you know, not planned expense, and then drive out to Eva for this class. Not to mention the class has already begun, so we've missed the introduction and, you know, the first two sessions, really.
And he's the kind of guy that wants to be on top of things from the beginning, right?
Oh, Danny, he's so diligent and organized, and you know he'll read. Yeah, so for me, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just read the first two chapters. For him, it's an integrity thing. Like if you commit to something, you do it from the beginning to the end, you do it right. And so I thought, oh great. And like, here's the deal. I'm thinking he's never going to say yes for all these reasons, right? And so I brought the two books home. I started reading my chapters, and I left a note for him on the kitchen counter that just said, "Hey, there's a chance we could get into this class. It's already started, but whatever." And in the middle of the night, my daughter had a nightmare or something, and I went in to comfort her, and I'd fallen asleep. And I'd never not slept in our bed. Like, when I've been married, like, yeah, we don't sleep on the couch or anywhere else. So, but I'd fallen asleep, and I'd spent the whole night next to my daughter in her room, and I woke up, and I was horrified, like, Bruce is going to think I'm really mad at him and he'll never do the class. And, you know, because he wakes up, I'm not there. And he walked in at about 5:30 in the morning and woke me and gave me a kiss and said, "Hey, yeah, go ahead and sign us up for that class." So,
a beginning of really a turning point. What happened at the class? How did things, obviously today you are happily married, there's wholeness. I mean, you've served for many years with Operation Christmas Child.
Yeah.
What took place that began to turn things around?
Well, honestly, between that moment and the time we actually hooked up with the class, God just, he revealed himself to me over 8 more days, and I received Christ standing in my laundry room on a cordless phone. I mean, I always envisioned I'd get saved at some big altar call, and I'd be wearing this beautiful red dress, and I'd go down the aisle, and people would say, "Oh, praise the Lord, Renee is receiving Christ," you know, and here I was with my dirty laundry and a water heater and Rob McWilliams on the phone, and, you know, my final step was, how do you know you have faith? Like, God showed me who Jesus is, his Holy Spirit, who Satan is, and all these aspects of himself that suddenly I knew things I didn't know how I knew, but I just knew them. And the last question was faith. How do you know you have faith? And so Rob reached out to me. There's a whole funny story behind that. But he did reach me on a Monday, which I didn't know was a pastor's day off because I'm not from a Christian church. So, yeah. But he did call me and did ministry on his day off. God bless him. Mm-hmm. And I said, how do you know you have faith? Do you have to have read the Bible a certain number of times? Or is there a test? And I was really serious. I didn't know. And he said, just repeat after me. And he said a prayer. That's kind of an amazing thing. He uttered words, and then I just repeated them. And after I received Christ, I was weeping. You know, I cry at Hallmark commercials, so people me telling people I cry is like nothing new, but I wept in a way that I'd never wept before. It was like a heaving. It was a cleansing. And he kept saying to me, Renee, those were good tears. And I'm like, oh, I know. But the funny thing is I walked out of that laundry room and I looked out my kitchen window, which 12 days before I had been looking out of my window when I called the Unitarian minister and said, hey, do you think there's a God out there who can save my marriage? And the minister said to me, something like, well, I believe we all create our own destiny. And so when I hung up the phone with the Unitarian minister 12 days earlier, I never felt so empty in my entire life. And I knew in that moment that there had to be a God out there who cared for me, who would save my marriage. And so those 12 days began, and this 12th day, Rob prayed and I received Christ and I looked out my kitchen window and suddenly my whole life made sense. The good, the bad, the trauma, the drama. Mm. And suddenly I just knew without a foundation of Christ, it's a crapshoot. I was amazed. How did Bruce and I last 7 years without Jesus? And so, so that actually all happened before we started our first session of the class. And honestly, Danny, I will tell you that every person I sat next to, every person I ran into on that church campus, I asked them to pray for my husband and my marriage. And so I do believe it is the fervent prayer of righteous people. My husband now loves the Lord. He's been teaching in children's ministry for many years. He is asked to pray in his government job at functions, to do the invocation. Wow. He gave the opening prayer at a change of command on the Missouri. Really? And I'm so proud of him. And God made him just for me. Mm. But I thought he was the one who needed to change. But God just needed to change me.
You have brought the grace and the hope of Christ to someone today in a very personal way. Renee, you've certainly earned the right to share this as you have today. But what would you say to someone right now as a parting shot who is listening, enthralled, on the edge of their seat because maybe there's hope for them? What would you say to them? They're at that point where they're contemplating a drastic change that you know, I know, and maybe they inside themselves know they're going to regret one day. What would you say to them?
I would say call out to God. I would say call out to God. I know that he hears you. I know that he knows every desperate thing that you've done and that you've thought, and he cares about you.
We have a couple minutes left. Could you lead in a prayer for that dear one right now who you just spoke to?
Sure. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I lift up those who are hearing these words, and God, you know the situation they're in. You know every circumstance. And Lord, you have a good and perfect plan for them. Your word says that in Jeremiah. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And so, dear one, I pray that with an open heart and all you have, you surrender yourself and you say, God, here I am. Take this mess. Would you make something good of it? And I trust you and I believe you and I'm looking up. And I believe that God hears your prayers and that he will reveal himself to you in a magnificent and mighty way. And so God bless these people, heal yes. them, and draw them to you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. There are moments when one could get ingrown. I raise my hand on that as well because I could begin to look inward at my situation. And it's depressing. It brings you down. But when you look into the life of someone else and you see what their struggle is, or you see what good things are happening, God could use that to pull you out. Now you have a grandeur about you and in your spirit, a vast grace of capacity to love many, many people, Renee. What would you say as a point of action that you've learned in living your life all through your years, that God has used that to be a blessing to others, because I want to be a blessing to others. Our listeners want to be a blessing to others. Even if we don't feel like it right now, or even if we're excited about it, right? What would you say to someone as a point of action of what to do or how to engage in something good for the glory of God?
Oh, I say you need to heed that little inkling. Everybody gets a little nudge like, hey, see that guy over there? Go open the door. Or, hey, she looks like she could use a smile. Go say hi. I think sometimes we miss the mark because we think it has to be some big thing. You know, you have to write a huge check or you have to, you know, sacrifice some major thing. I am amazed when I see someone who looks rather downtrodden and I go out of my way to say, hi, have a really good day, or how are you? And their whole countenance changes. So I think, you know, when I was suicidal, someone walked in and said, I love you more than you'll ever know. And it went away. So I think one act of kindness, whatever that little thing, and it'll be a thing that you think, oh, that's weird, or that's so little, or that can't be, what's that going to do? Like, you might try to discount it, but God wants to use that. He wants to use it.
So she says the little things are actually the big things.
God's way is often upside down to what we think.
A small step, dear friend, is actually a big step for all of us, for you, for Renee, for me. Hey, can we hold hands together? And when that inkling comes, yeah, it's a prompting of the Spirit of God giving us an idea, a thought. It just happens at that moment that blessing comes.
Just go for it.
Just go for it. Renee Morgan, thank you.
Thank you
for sharing your life, your heart. The Lord bless you and Bruce and your family, as you've been a blessing to so many of us, so many of us. Thank you. I hope you've been encouraged by these heartfelt moments of sharing from Renee Morgan. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, my friend, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Here's a scripture from Renee Morgan, Romans 8:28. For God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Renee Morgan. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.